Let your light shine in the sun. Hello everyone. Welcome back to our finance-focused episode of The Nonprofit Bookkeeper, the podcast where we talk about all things nonprofits. I'm your host, Aisha. And today I'll be discussing a topic that often generates questions and concerns. Can UK charities pay their trustees? As much as this information is one that would generally be discussed by trustees and the senior leadership team, it is equally important for you finance professionals processing payments or who have finance oversight. Why? Because it has to do with money. And as a finance professional with responsibility for the money or for reporting, it is likely you will come across transactions relating to trustee payments. And if you do, this episode talks about some of the considerations to determine whether there is a need to question the transaction or not. So beginning with the basics, who are trustees? They are people like you and I who are responsible for overseeing a charity's operation and ensuring that the charity adheres to its mission. They play an important role. While they are typically expected to volunteer their time, the law does allow for compensation in certain situations. So, can you pay trustees? The straightforward answer is yes, but only if the payments will be in compliance to regulations. According to the Charities Act 2011 and the Charity Commission's guidance, which was last updated in October 2022, charities can pay trustees to provide goods and services to the charity. This must be outlined in the charity's governing document, and certain other criteria must be in place. For example, clearly documented agreement between the charity and the trustee, the fee must be comparable to market rates, and so many other things. I'll put a link to the full details in the show notes. So, if paying trustees is permitted according to the charity's constitution, then sure, it's fine to make any payments without asking questions. In a situation where the charity's constitution doesn't allow for paying trustees, consent must be sought from the Charity Commission and approval obtained before such a payment can be made. Here's an example to help put all that into perspective. Consider a charity trying to diversify its funding source. One of its trustees has extensive expertise in fundraising. This trustee is able to use their expertise to develop fundraising plans and applications. They have agreed to devote 6 months to working with the fundraising team, and there is a 75% chance their support will result in at least one large grant, which will significantly benefit the charity's mission. The charity plans to pay the trustee a fee for this. Because the charity's constitution permits payments to trustees, then paying the trustee for their fundraising expertise is okay. The key thing would be to ensure reasonableness of payment, documentation of rationale and thought process, including how it will benefit the mission. And there are some other things. Some of the other things will be found in the link in the show notes. So now let's talk about reimbursements. It's common for trustees to claim reimbursement of expenses. And they can always be reimbursed for reasonable expenses incurred while performing their trustee duties. So for example, if a trustee travels to attend a board meeting, they should be reimbursed for their train fare or mileage. However, it's important that these expenses are documented and justified. What about salaries? Paying a trustee a salary can be a bit tricky. Let's say you have a charity focused on mental health services, and one of your trustees is a licensed clinical psychologist. If you want to offer them a salary to lead training sessions or workshop, you'll need to ensure that this payment is justifiable. You'd also want to compare their salary to market rates for similar roles in the sector and discuss it openly with other trustees. So we've spoken about whether payments to trustees are allowed or not, and concluded that based on regulations and the guidance provided by the Charity Commission, it is okay to make payments in certain circumstances. And where those circumstances are not in place, then consent needs to be sought from the Charity Commission. However, let's look at the potential risk of making payments to trustees. The main risk is that paying trustees can lead to conflicts of interest or even public scrutiny if not managed properly. For example, if a trustee is paid while also making decisions about their own payments, say for example, salary or fee, it could raise ethical concerns. And to mitigate this risk, charities should have clear policies and conduct regular reviews of governance practices. So to conclude, while UK charities can pay their trustees in certain circumstances, it's important to approach the decision with caution and transparency. The charity's mission should be at the forefront of the decisions being made, and the processes should be documented. Thank you for joining me today on The Nonprofit Bookkeeper. If you found this episode insightful, please subscribe and share with others in the nonprofit sector. Also, do leave us a 5-star rating. And for highlights from this episode and other podcast episodes, don't forget to check out our TikTok page at NP Bookkeeper. That is at November Papa Bookkeeper. If it's raining, let your light shine, brightly beaming with hope, hope, hope. Let your light shine, help the people with them painting. Let your light shine, the sun commanded you to. So shine your light, shine your light.